Hello, it's Katrin.
And it's Elena.
And we are
the Senoritas!
Okay, Katrin, so can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Of course. My name is Katrin. I am 17 and I'm from Iceland.
And what do you like doing in your free time?
I like hanging out with my family, watching TV, and playing my instruments.
And what instruments do you play?
I play piano, guitar, and ukulele.
And did you learn them by yourself or what?
I study piano professionally.
Oh yeah.
But I learned guitar and ukulele myself.
That's great. That requires a lot of effort. Yeah.
Thank you. How about you?
I'm Elena Delicado. I'm 16 and I'm from Spain. And the thing I like to do the most is play basketball. But I also like, in my free time, I also like reading books, listening to music, or hanging out with my friends. And other than that, I like biology, which is like my field.
Cool.
Yeah. So do you think we should start the interview?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's go for it.
Let's go.
So Katrin, the first question is for you. How's it been traveling on your own for 3 weeks?
It's been pretty easy, actually. You know, we're always so busy, so you don't really get time to think about that you missed your family. But, you know, we have video chat and you can call your parents, so it's no big deal, really. It's probably more difficult for some people because they don't know how to do laundry.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. I remember when you made that Kahoot game for us. Like, we did so badly. We didn't know anything. Like, thank goodness we have you here so that you can help us, because everybody's like, Katrin, can you help me do laundry? Katrin, can you help me do laundry? Like, I think the ones we guessed in the Kahoot were just luck. Like, yes. We didn't really know anything.
Yeah, but how's it been for you? How's it been traveling alone?
Well, I think this experience really helped me mature and become more adult-like, because not everybody gets to live this chance of getting away from your parents for 3 weeks, getting on a plane alone, because this really makes you feel responsible and be responsible for everything you do, like the things you eat, if you get enough sleep, because you really have to decide if what's good for you and what's bad for you, and you don't have your parents to do that, so you have to start considering those things.
Yeah, and also washing your own laundry.
Yeah, like those things that you don't really pay attention in your day-to-day life, this is the time we realize it's important. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so do you want to move on to the next question?
Yeah, sure, let's go for it.
Let's go. So what do you think about living at a US university?
Well, at least for me, it's very challenging because it's very, very different from my country. For example, here, university is like a very big thing of your life. It's an unforgettable part where you really get to participate in all these clubs and organizations and go to sports games and to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
While in Spain, it's just attending normal classes and doing exams, and you don't get to feel this sense of community, which is such a big characteristic of the US.
Yeah, I agree. It's the same in Iceland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the professors here are so nice.
Yeah.
Do you remember the other day, the class that we took?
Yeah, with the chemistry class, you mean?
Yeah, with Professor Shakashiri.
Yeah.
It was so nice to be in his class, and he was so inspiring, teaching us about, like, life and things to do with our lives, really.
Yeah, he told us, like, the first question he asked was, what's the real meaning of fun? And then he made us think about that and make questions. He basically inspired and encouraged us to make questions every time we have one and be curious.
You know, you meet this man and he wants to help you. Like, remember, he made us write a letter to himself.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, he made us write our email so he could answer.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a great part, because that also helps you make connections with other professors, and even all the activities and all the workshops we've had, every professor has been like, if you have any questions, please email me or ask me or whatever.
Yeah. And also, like, if we have any difficulties with talking, you know, just in English, like, if we don't find the words, they help us, and they give understanding that we don't really know the whole language.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, the language is not a problem if you come here and you're like, oh, my English is not very good, but they will always help. And you remember this bus driver, do you remember? Who spoke Russian, and even Icelandic or yeah, something like that.
He spoke a few words. It was crazy.
Yeah, like it was amazing, and he wasn't afraid of talking to us. And everybody here is very nice and willing to help. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, everybody here is very great.
Yeah. So shall we move on to the next question?
I think so.
Okay. So roommate, how's it like living in a dorm with a roommate that you don't know?
Well. Dear roommate, it has actually been pretty fun. I've had so much fun and good times.
Like, yeah, I can imagine. Like, it's amazing
being with you.
Of course. No, but I mean, like, I think it actually, we've had so much fun because we are both very similar in the way we confronted this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because it really depends on your character and your attitude towards it, because the first days, you kind of had to make an effort and ask questions and try to get to know the other person. And yeah, do you remember the first days we asked questions about everything?
Yeah, about like cultures, ourselves, our countries, our languages.
Yeah, even the school. You also told me that in Iceland you have a day where there's only like 3 hours of sunlight and that you get to see these Norwegian lights.
Northern lights.
Oh yeah, northern lights. That's right. Yeah, which are beautiful and all these kind of things. And then you start just getting comfortable and the conversation flows with that person. And yeah, I think the confidence starts to grow as well. Yeah.
Yeah, like we have had a lot of fun times together.
Oh, yeah. I remember that a couple of days ago you had a laugh attack with Santiago just in our door and you started crying on the floor. And I was just sitting on my bed like, what is happening to her?
It was so funny.
Yeah,
and also when you sometimes, like, in the middle of nowhere, you start singing these random songs.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel comfortable with you, and that's what I normally do at home, so, like, why not? Yeah. And also, the fact that I'm kind of your, we are our mothers, like, depending on what time.
Yeah.
Because when you get sunburned every single time we go out on the streets and there's a little bit of sun, I have to put aloe vera on you like for 1 week. But yeah, I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, but then also like you speak Spanish with a lot of kids here.
Yeah.
And sometimes you actually forget yourself and you start speaking Spanish to me like I understand you.
Yeah, yeah, but as you didn't say nothing to me, you're like, okay.
I'm like, okay, no entiendo.
That's great. So yeah, I think, and it's also like a contact for future necessities. I mean, if I sometime go to Iceland, I can contact you. And
of course.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Like, so
yeah, but will I be able to contact you?
Of course you will. That's what we're here for. Okay, so should we finish this podcast?
Sadly, I think so.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So this is the end. It's been a pleasure recording this podcast for the 2019 Education USA Academy
at University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Yeah, and it's been great doing this with you, Katrin. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. So I think the only thing that's left to say is hasta la vista, señoritas.